following is the first main microphone taped historical interview. Interviewee is Major J. N. Bibler, 077271 USMCR. Pilot and safety officer attached to VNFA 115, MAG 13, Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam. Interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474 USMC. This interview takes place at Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam on 25 March 1968. The subject of this interview is close air support mission in support of Khe Sanh occurring on 24 March 1968. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by higher authority.
On 24 March 1968, I was a Marine of the mission number Redbud 14. Flight of 2 took off at 003 from Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam. Our mission was close air support in support of Scotland, Operation Scotland, Khe Sanh Air Base. Took off from Chu Lai, climbed up to 18,500 feet, proceeded to Houston, we got in flight following to Channel 109 off of Dong Ha by a Vice Squad. Vice Squad in turn turned us over to Car Stairs 2 to work with 3.29 at Khe Sanh. The flight proceeded to Khe Sanh to 18,500 feet. The weather was approximately 14,000 to 16,000 broken to overcast with thunderstorms built up in the area. We slipped back into trail formation as we approached the target area, continuing to maintain visual contact with our forward air controller, who was fingerprint 29. We threaded our way down through the clouds, down to an altitude of approximately 4,000 to 5,000 feet in and around the mountains, trying to pick up the forward air controller. We finally made visual contact with him. He rolled in and marked with a repeater smoke ring to identify the target. Both the lead aircraft and the wing positively identified the target and commenced making runs. The target was located approximately 3/4 of a mile due west of the Khe Sanh Air Base. Target was a complex of bunkers, trench line, and VC positions. Correction, NVA positions. We had difficulty in maintaining visual contact with the target certain times during the pattern due to the cloud coverage. We were in and out of the clouds and portions of our room. Each aircraft made four runs. First time I dropped 2 bombs, second time I dropped 6, and the last time I dropped 4. At the completion of our runs, we received a BDA of 4 KBA confirmed, 1 bunker destroyed, 20 fighting holes destroyed, and 25 meters of trench line destroyed. The total ordnance carried was 24 Delta II Max. The total ordnance dropped between the two aircraft was 18 Delta II Max. The type of room we utilized here was a 20-degree bomb room. We had 4-second delay fuses on the Delta II Max. Our release altitude was approximately 1,500 feet above the terrain. The terrain elevation itself was also 1,500 feet. So our indicated altitude was 3,000 feet for release. The release airspeed was 450 knots, utilizing a mill setting of 150 mils. we received no indication of any fire at the time. The fact did not report any enemy fire. Now, it's my opinion that they would have been difficult for the ground crew, the enemy gunners, to see us most of the time during the runs due to the fact that we were in and out of the clouds. At the completion of the runs, we rendezvoused and climbed VFR in throughout in and around the clouds to on top. 3.29 gave us the BA which I described. We then went back to Carstairs 2, checked out with them. Carstairs 2 turned us over to Vice Squad for in-flight following. Then we got a GCA to VFR conditions and returned to Channel 50 to Vietnam under VFR conditions. Each aircraft making a straight in approach to a final landing. This completes the mission brought by 14 on 24 March 68 July, Republic of Vietnam.